Welcome back to Super Dope, Episode 2. I'm joined by Ian and Tyler.
My name's Ian, and I'm here to have fun. And I also like to party.
Yeah, I too like to party.
His name's Ian, too.
My name's not Ian. My name's Tyler.
What a fucking intro, dude. Jesus Christ. All right, well, a few topics we'll be talking about today. Really wanted to talk about the porn industry, how mistreated the actresses and actors are. And then another thing I wanted to talk about was the future of Twitch and Ninja's old channel having porn broadcasted on it.
Spicy.
Yeah, did you guys hear about that?
I saw some things.
Yeah, I heard about that shit.
Well, I know, Ian, you had the great idea to introduce a Would You Rather segment.
We're doing that immediately.
We don't have to do it immediately.
I'll go first.
Yeah, pick your best three. We're going to do three each. How about that?
Oh, fuck. I have 86 to scroll through.
Oh, good. Fuck. Take three.
Oh, man. All right. You know, I'm going to start it off strong. All right. You're in a crowded room. Would you rather fart loudly and everyone laughs at you, or be the only one laughing obnoxiously when someone else farts?
Can I go with neither?
No, you have to choose one. That's the rules of Would You Rather. You have to choose one.
I would rather not choose.
You have to choose.
I'm changing the game.
No. No change in the game.
Say the question one more time for me.
Okay. You're in a crowded room. Would you rather fart loudly and everyone laughs at you, or be the only one laughing obnoxiously when someone else farts?
The second one, for sure.
Be the only one laughing in a crowded room?
Yep.
I think, honestly, I'd just rather fart and let people laugh at me. I feel like it's just, like, less embarrassment that way.
Yeah, I feel like, would you be embarrassed or would you laugh with them? That's just your own personality.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Exactly.
My answer would be the same with Tyler's. I'd rather be the only one laughing at someone, because I already find myself laughing, the only person laughing a lot of the times. So,
but what you—it's an obnoxious laugh.
It's obnoxious. I feel like I have an obnoxious laugh.
No, I don't think so. Mm. I'd say an obnoxious laugh is like ha 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 ha.
That's an ugly laugh.
Yeah, it's obnoxious though.
I feel more. I don't know.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to stick behind my answer.
Fair enough. Would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar or toilet paper made from sandpaper?
Are you taking Tyler's turn now?
No, I'm just filling the fucking void.
Well, then wait.
All right, ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, would you rather have lips?
Oh, my God.
I fucking forgot it already.
What do you mean? Aren't you looking at your phone?
No. I don't
have to
put your
talk
on.
Oh. Dummy. Alright. Your turn, Ian. What a fucking waste of time. Okay, Ian, go.
Do you want a hard one or do you want a funny one?
Give me a funny one. You know what? Give me a hard one.
Alright. Would you rather have a higher IQ or a photographic memory?
Oh, fuck. Where IQ, photographic
memory.
A photographic memory, but, like, what does that really serve? That doesn't really serve anything besides memorizing shit. I feel like you have a better chance of doing more in life with a higher IQ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go higher IQ. Yeah. I have to. It's got to be.
Tyler? Higher IQ or photographic memory?
Higher IQ. That's easy.
Same. No, it's easy?
It's easy. What good is photographic memory?
You could fucking skim through a book and memorize everything.
Nah.
I think that's the debate there. I mean, the higher IQ, you could probably critically think better. but photographic memory, I feel like you just, I mean, does that imply that you remember everything?
That's true.
That you've ever seen or done?
Well, goddamn.
I mean, by then, maybe you like have experience in anything you're going to deal with. So,
photographic memory.
I would choose for memory just because I feel like I need that more right now. I don't
struggle like that would help right me.
I feel like that would help me now. Nowadays, then, I'm not gonna say I'm the smartest person in the world, but I don't have a stupid low IQ.
I hear you. Would you?
That was a boring question. Why did I pick that one?
Would you rather have a freakishly huge smile or a freakishly small nose?
Small nose.
Small nose?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think... Because I've looked at people with, like, without noses, and I feel like that, you know, they look still somewhat normal. Not as normal as having a nose, of course, but like,
yeah, because Lord Voldemort.
You look at Norman. But did he have a freaky? I mean, which one are you more?
He didn't have a nose.
Which one are you more intimidated by?
Voldemort. Voldemort. What was the other one?
What do you mean?
You asked a question.
Oh wait, no.
Freaky smile, no.
You said
small
nose. You said, which one are you more intimidated by? And I thought you said a character.
No, I was asking you smile. Guys.
Oh.
No. I was at, like...
I mean, big smile in my mind automatically just goes to Joker.
Yeah. With a normal nose and a huge smile.
But that's because I got fucking Batman's penis in my mouth.
What the... What?
Never mind. Next question.
What? What?
You didn't hear anything. Continue on.
Apparently not.
Tyler? You got anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright. I'm ready.
Alright.
Freaking
Would
ready.
You rather have your lips look like a butthole? Or
your face buds?
Come on.
No, I missed the second part. Corey.
Yeah, because he fucking...
How did I know it was gonna go to butthole, dude? I knew it. I fucking knew it. Like, in the back of my head, it's like, he's gonna say something about an asshole.
You know what?
All right.
Corey's already answered the second part, because he already has a mouth that looks like a butthole.
Oh.
Ready?
Okay, yeah. Hit me.
Okay. Would you rather have your lips look like a butthole?
Uh-huh.
Or... have taste for bugs around your butthole.
Oh my god. So I can be either be ass mouth or like taste with my asshole. What is this fucking question, dude? Did you just pull this out of your ass? Okay, fair enough.
No, I told you. This was on that Snapchat story.
This question was on that Snapchat story.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ian, you want to answer first?
I'm going to be with the no-brainer answer, and this is my opinion. I'll take the asshole for lips. Lippy asshole. What do you want to...
That's the obvious answer?
Dude, I am not tasting shit the rest of my life. Coming out of my butt.
That's true. Yeah, I gotta go butthole lips too, man. Because you gotta taste everything that...
Wear a ski mask around all the time.
That's
nobody
true.
Sees it.
Or like a doctor's mask. But yeah, but then you fucking get married. She's like, oh, I need to see what's under the mask before I say I do. And then you reveal fucking a bleached asshole or something. I don't know.
Non-bleached.
non-bleached asshole? Damn.
The hair,
got
black
some
hair everywhere.
Ugh. Like shitty facial hair.
I feel like at that point I would just outgrow my mustache.
You want to know what the people said in the Snapchat story?
Oh yeah, like, give us those
for the poll.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'll get you the actual.
Man. he's got a point. Like, with all the, like, the hair around your butthole and everything, you're gonna look like a fucking prepubescent 13-year-old.
But with, like, we're just talking about anus on your mouth, not with all the hair.
54% of people said they'd rather have taste buds around their asshole.
What? They have to, like, not realize that they're, like, gonna be pooping.
I question society. I mean, is there the 50% of society or whoever answered this question? Are they just eating shit for
everything? Here's a follow-up question I have.
Yeah, they already eat shit every day.
Okay, so like, no wonder.
Here's a follow-up question. Do I still have taste buds on my tongue if I have the asshole taste buds?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm just picturing an anteater now. Like a little tongue poking out of a little anus lips.
Just oh,
a
little, God. Little man. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's what it sounds like.
I mean, you get 2-for-1 with the fucking butthole taster, but
I'm not tasting shit.
Yeah. I'm still sticking with my original answer and going with the fucking butthole mouth. Fucking butthole. Can you imagine seeing somebody with a fucking butthole mouth, dude?
I think they did it in that TV show on AMC, Preacher. There's a dude on there with a butthole mouth.
A butthole mouth? The Preacher? Never seen it. Never even heard of it.
It's Seth Rogen produced show.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't checked it out. Apparently it got canceled or something.
Shout out Seth Rogen. He's in a lot of stuff that I didn't really realize.
That's true. He's got his hand in a lot of pots.
A lot of butthole mouths.
And some hand in probably a lot of pot, too.
That's true.
Probably growing it somewhere.
I thought about growing it in my closet.
All these celebrities got their own growing places these days. All right, who's next question?
I think it's on you.
Is it?
Yeah.
You're not going to like this one. My only other one I got written down.
Okay.
Would you rather brush your teeth with hot sauce or ranch dressing?
Hot sauce.
Yep. Hot sauce.
This is way too easy for you fuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck ranch.
You asked two people, our entire friend group, that absolutely hate ranch. Didn't think that one through.
I got some lame questions.
Hey, man, look. The whole idea of this is just to, you segue into other shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know that. The mind don't segue into shit when you guys are instant. Nope, hot sauce. I'll just that shit before I even look at ranch. That's you.
I will fuck a bottle of hot sauce before I even look at ranch. I will put my penis in a bottle of hot sauce before I look at ranch dressing. Would you rather not be able to sneeze but have to, or have something stuck in your eye for an entire year?
Oh. I feel like I already do the first one.
You just constantly have to sneeze?
Yeah. Never fails. I feel like I sneeze like 3 times once a day. And it's all at once.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair enough. Would you rather meet an alien visitor or travel to outer space? I know my answer already.
Are we meeting on Earth?
Yeah, let's just say we're meeting on Earth.
We'll go with meet the visitor. I feel like there's a lot of dangers in travel in space.
Going with like what?
What do you mean, like what?
I mean, besides like the whole like no air, no gravity, millions of light years away. I don't know, billions. How far is the moon? The moon's not a light year away, is
it? 4 feet.
How long is a light year?
12 inches.
What the fuck are you saying, dude? Are you just saying shit?
No.
Oh my god. What about you, Tyler? You want to meet a visitor or go to outer space?
I'm going to outer space.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
What?
What did you say?
You heard it too?
What did I say? What did I say?
Touch the mind. Something like that.
Spoke alien for a second there.
What the fuck are you guys talking about right now? Kosh Kamal, what the hell are you saying right now? I didn't say anything like that.
We're going off what we heard, man.
You guys are fucking smoking crack.
Anyway, Tyler, answer the question.
Yeah. Why are you going outer space?
Because why the hell not? See new shit, bro.
I mean, you're not wrong, but my answer, I'm staying on Earth.
I already know your answer.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't fuck with heights.
You don't want to get on a plane
to
fucking Vegas.
Listen,
you don't want to get on a
plane. I feel like you'd be in space before you even got over the fear of, like, I don't think,
fuck
I think
no.
The fear of height would be the last thing on your mind when you're getting jettisoned into space.
Nah, nope. I'm immediately getting scared. I don't fuck with heights. Here's the thing, man. I don't like being high in the air. Like, it's not my thing. I don't fuck with it. And I feel like if I got on a plane, you know, I know there's people on there that get scared. There's people that don't like flying, that fly, that freak out when they take off. And there's the fucking one, like, old lady that's like, on takeoff. And that would get me even more scared.
Never.
Don't lie.
There is never that person.
There.
No.
I don't know, dude.
How many times have you flown in your life?
Zero. I don't trust you. Flown zero.
I don't trust you guys.
You've seen it in the movies, though.
I have. No, we're not. I don't know how many times I've flown yet to see a person freak out on a plane.
Even in turbulence?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't trust it.
Now, I know my aunt did.
See?
But that's just, she's afraid like you are.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting on a fucking plane.
All like right. I said, Corey, we just give you drugs, knock your ass out, and before you know it, you're already landed. You're not even awake for the whole fucking thing.
Then I have to fucking put my body on the line. Who knows what kind of fucking drug-induced hangover I'm gonna have after.
It's gonna be fine.
I don't want that. Yeah, it might suck. I don't want that. I don't want to fucking fly. I'm not going to fly.
So the real reason you're not going to Steve's wedding is because you can't fly out fast enough. Because
he's a pussy.
No. That wasn't...
It ain't about the monies.
The reason is because of work. We've got too much going on there. It's just... Can't, dude. We're gonna drive anyway. I didn't have a problem with driving. And Steve didn't make me his best man, so fuck him.
I wish I had enough time to drive. That'd be a nice drive. Enough time off.
I don't know, dude.
Just never gonna fly, huh?
Never. Unless I go to Japan. That's one place I will fly for. Is Japan.
Didn't you have another question about, like, a rhino?
Oh, yeah. This one, Tyler, this one's specifically for you because me and Ian already answered. Would you rather be...
I'll answer it again.
Okay, that's fine. Would you rather be... Would you rather be a hamster-sized rhino or a rhino-sized hamster?
I was really thinking about this one. I like it. I'm going to give a good explanation for whatever he's going to answer.
He's just going to say his answer and not explain it.
Can I be a rhino-sized rhino?
Nope. You can't change the questions up, asshole. It's not how Would You Rather works.
Alright, I'm going to be a rhino-sized hamster.
That's what we said. Take us through your reasoning, though.
No idea.
Fantastic. On to the next question. Oh, yeah. What I wanted really to talk about is, like, Twitches and the fucking whole porn on Ninja's channel.
No, we're done with Would You Rather.
No, gotcha. We can come back to it for sure.
Oh, okay.
I just really want to talk about
inform us about Twitch and Ninja Feud.
Okay, so for those that are listening, if you're not familiar with what Twitch is a live streaming platform for video games and a whole slew of other activities, including fucking slut streams. Anyway. Huh. And Twitch was pretty much ran by a streamer named Ninja. Very popular former pro Halo player and current pro Fortnite player. And from what I've seen, what I've read, Ninja's old channel, because he moved to Mixer, I should probably explain that, moved to Mixer, he's now streaming exclusively for them in Microsoft, and his old Twitch channel is being run as an advertisement for other streamers. And apparently, there was a streamer who was streaming fucking porn, like hardcore porn, at the time that his stream was being broadcasted on Ninja's old channel.
Holy moly.
Yeah. And I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, I really don't fucking care. It doesn't bother me. But I feel like Twitch should have done a better job of, like, moderating what was being put on his page.
It was that, and then the reason Ninja was pissed is because there were, like, little kids that go to his page all the time.
And that too, yeah.
And bam, now they're watching porn.
Imagine being that fucking 10-year-old. It's like, I'm gonna go watch Ninja today. Oh my god, that's a penis! I don't know, dude.
That was on August 11th, is when the bootleg porn broadcast lasted more than 2 hours.
How do you get away with that?
Twitch doesn't pay attention.
Was there ever, like, the streamer's name released?
Not that I'm seeing.
Damn.
It was STEM something.
STEM Clayton, something?
Because we were in a party. Clayton, Shays, and Dylan were all watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, dude, this guy's on Twitch just streaming porn right now.
What the fuck?
And it's in my recent searches because I went and looked it up because they told me to go look it up because I didn't believe them.
Really?
Yeah. So STEM something.
STEM something. Did it ever say whether or not he was, like, banned?
Yeah, I think he was banned.
Probably perma-banned, I'd imagine.
Probably.
Especially after... Yeah, that's just... Do you think...
I mean, go back to... I can't find it anymore. How the hell did this dude... Was he, like, hosting this guy that just decided to stream porn, or...?
No, so... Ninja's old channel. Wait, are you talking about the streamer who was streaming porn?
How did porn get on his channel?
So, after Ninja moved to Mixer,
yeah,
Twitch used Ninja's page to direct traffic to other streamers. So they ran like a...
By hosting,
something like that.
No, there was just a couple things at the bottom that said suggested for users that follow Ninja or whatever.
Hmm.
And it had a couple people streaming on their streams.
Okay. Yeah, and then he was that's one was. Fucking streaming Mia Khalifa's fucking...
Oh, wow. Hell.
Sex tape.
Sorry, I
don't know if it was... Yeah, I don't think it was Mia Khalifa.
Oh, what are you lying to me for?
It was like three chicks.
It's my girl. Three chicks, hell yeah.
That's
so. Oh, speaking of Mia Khalifa, I saw something that she only got paid like $12,000 for all the porn she did.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that at all. All of the porn she did?
She only did six videos.
She did more than six. And...
Ian's seen
them all.
I don't know. It's like she did an interview with some company, and she said that she's only been paid $12,000 for the porn that she shot under whatever production company she was with or whatever.
I don't believe it.
I don't know, dude. I've heard bad things about the porn industry. Like this chick that I've been following for a few years now. Not about 4 years, so. Came out and was like throwing the porn industry, like how they don't pay enough. How they like want their actors to like fucking pretty much just defile themselves. Like there's a bunch of articles on it.
There it is. Yeah. Mia Khalifa claims she only made $12K from doing adult films and Twitter freaks.
See?
What is Twitter freaks?
That I don't know. I'm assuming it's like a premium Snapchat, but on Twitter. Fuck premium Snapchats, man. She's so expensive. You want me to pay $75 to get your fucking Snapchat for life when you only flash a nipple every week? Fuck you!
I get the more personalized platform for it. Like, if you only want to see your girl or guy do their thing, and in a point of view, I mean, I get, but paying for it, like, how much money are you making that you could just pay for something like that?
Listen.
And have no problem with it.
I may or may not be guilty of buying a premium Snapchat or two.
Okay.
Alright.
Going. We digress. Going back to Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
She only worked in the adult film industry for 3 months before.
How many videos did she do?
Probably quite a bit.
Like, that's what I'm saying, but if you look at like the statistics and like what people are supposed to be paid for different types of scenes, like you get paid different amounts for vag play versus fucking like ass play.
Can you pull that up? Pull them numbers up. I wanna know.
Yeah, let me see here.
I'm reading this other article.
What would I even search? Fucking porn star pay terms? I don't know.
Mm-mm.
What everyone gets paid. Okay. Here's how things break down. For a traditional sex scene between a man and a woman, the average actress compensation is typically between $800 and $1,000, depending on the studio's budget. Top tier performers can earn as much as $1,500, occasionally $2,000, while newcomers with bad rep might earn as little as $300. More extreme acts, as you might expect, command higher rates, i.e. anal play. The most extreme, unsuitable for describing in polite conversation, can go for $1,800. Unsuitable for describing in polite conversation. If you want to get spit on, can go for $1,800 to $2,500. Talent. Female performer, man, woman scene, $300 to $1,500. Female performer, all woman scene, $700 to $1,200. Male performer, $500 to $1,500. Director makes $1,000 to $3,000. What the fuck? Dude, are directors supposed to be paid more than actors in, like, any movies?
I
never really understood that.
I don't think that would be right. Because some of these actors, like, demand quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know, if the producers want that actor bad enough, they're probably going to pay that actor more than, you know, anyone. But I don't really know. Yeah. Look it up right now.
Camera person, 500 to 700. Sound technician, 300 to 400. Production assistant, 100 to 250. Writers. Imagine being a porn writer. Still photographers, 500. Makeup artists, 500.
I feel like any like, 7th grader could write the story behind a porn.
It doesn't take much. Oh, hey, step bro. I'm stuck in the sink. My hand's stuck in the garbage disposal. Don't do anything behind me that I can't see.
Yeah, I don't like these numbers. These numbers don't.
Not doing a good job of answering the would you rather be a director or a actress in a porn.
Wait, I gotta like change my gender to a woman?
Can't really, well, actor, actress, whatever the heck you wanna be.
Oh, I mean, obviously I wanna be the actor. Why would you wanna look at all that fucking and not fuck? Do you think directors get to fuck the actresses?
I think that's completely on the actress.
How do you think she got the job?
We all know how a casting couch works.
I was just about to say, do you think they hold like a casting couch for each film?
Yeah.
Like, okay, if you want to star in this fucking film, gotta suck my wiener.
Like, welcome to the modeling job. Yeah, can you please take your clothes off?
Dude, some of those fucking casting couches videos have made me super uncomfortable. Like, just the way that the guy, like, talks to the ladies, he's like, oh, yeah, you got some fat titties, huh? Like, I don't know why that makes me uncomfortable.
Have you seen the videos of them just talking shit to the girls?
Yeah.
It's just like, Jesus. You're just one ugly fucking bitch, aren't you?
Just completely tearing down all these fucking savage porn ones girls, are pretty dude. Good. Oh, god damn it. He's like, Jesus Christ, you sound like Batman. Oh, that fucking, that dude just completely tears these women. New assholes. And it's, some parts are just frankly just very uncomfortable to watch.
I mean, to be honest, I think most of them needed a new asshole. From the looks of them.
I remember one specifically where it's like, it just cuts to, what the fuck happened to you? Alright, well, just to fill everyone in, since Tyler's not here, he will be back. He is pooping. So that'll be a nice little surprise for him on the podcast when he listens to it. What's your top, like, three favorite chips of all time?
There's a chip in California I would absolutely love to eat. And I'm not going to put them over Doritos. Doritos, plain Doritos, number one.
Nacho cheese?
Plain, yeah, the original nacho cheese, plain Doritos.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with Cool Ranch. I think that's, it's not...
Those don't even taste like ranch.
No, but they're not as strong. The cheese flavor, I need it.
Anyway, I will agree with that. They're not as strong flavored as the nacho cheese ones.
Number two is a chip called, I don't know, they're called Takis.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about then. I saw Hell these yeah. camping with Devin. Saw these chips. We had to replace fucking my fire. Fucking battery. In the middle of a camping trip in my truck, had to replace battery. Mm-hmm. At AutoZone is the only place I've ever seen these in Ohio. Is a like a snack bag of Takis, and I had to have them.
They were so good, weren't they?
I have not seen those in Ohio, and I haven't had them since I was in California. And it's one of my top 10 favorite things. No, I'm not. That's too big of a list of cow things to like. This is one of my top things I liked about California was these Takis.
What flavor were they? Were in the purple bag?
Yeah, the purple bag. That's normal bag, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
My God. Oh, and it's like when I eat the them, fucking... I'm not getting a burn sensation. I'm just getting an amazing chili taste, and I yes. love it. My mouth fucking... waters so much. Mm. Mouth watering right now, think about it.
The fucking zip it gives you on your tongue, like...
I try to get Devin to taste them, and he's so, Takis. Okay, I spelled it. Takis.
Yeah, Takis. Man, I like the powder at the end of the bag. Just zip it onto your tongue. Just let it sit there. Mm.
Licking your fingers afterward too.
Me, fuck yeah. Not a big finger licker.
Fuego. That's the yeah. normal bag.
Yeah. We got way off topic there.
Yeah.
All right.
You asked me my top chips, and I could only really name two, because everything else is just basic to me.
True.
Basic bitch.
Dude, Billy Madison's one of the funniest movies of all time. I fucking love that movie. You're a Billy Madison guy?
I think I only saw it, like, once.
Really?
Like, if you ask me about Waterboy, Happy Gilmore, Longest Yard, Mr. Deeds, Anger Management, Big Daddy, you ask me about any of them, I am on that shit.
Big Daddy.
But for whatever reason, Billy Madison is not my expertise of movie, of Adam Sandler.
I hear you.
For whatever, I don't know why. I just watched it that one time, and I felt like that was enough for me. Mr. Deeds was my first one.
Mr. Deeds.
No, that's a lie. Movie. That's a fucking lie. Mr. Deeds was my first, like, adult humor movie. My dad took me to theaters. I had to have seen Adam Sandler stuff before then.
Oh yeah, that's fucking post Billy Madison.
Well, yeah, I mean, way after. But I was thinking, like, I had to have seen, like, Happy Gilmore or
Big Daddy's
Waterboy. Well, I saw Big Daddy after. I know that for a fact.
Oh, okay.
But I had to have seen one of those on TV. One of his original... His first movies. The ending of Big Daddy was sad.
That fucks me up, dude. Let me just say. Fucks me up every time. I'm like, man. From laughing so much at this goddamn movie to crying my goddamn eyes out. You really know how to tug at the heartstrings, Adam.
I listened to a podcast about Cyberpunk, and I found it funny that Tyler was like, if he's in the Cyberpunk game, I hope he dies. Well, guess what? He's already dead. He is a artificial intelligence that haunts you throughout the game.
Why would you tell me that? Why would you... Son of a bitch!
He's based off of he's with you the entire game. He's based off a character that was in one of their previous games that they made, and he's just like a guide throughout the he's very much like Cortana.
I wanted to figure that out on my own.
I'm sorry.
Fuck you, fuck, damn it. Now I'm not excited anymore.
Shut up.
I'm still very excited.
That was like icing on the cake when we found out Keanu was in that fucking movie.
Oh yeah.
Or movie. Game.
For sure.
I said some other stuff, but I can't get into that stuff.
Why would you listen to that? Why would you ruin it for yourself?
I didn't want to ruin anything. I just wanted to see. It was. They got exclusive demo content, and they were just giving their impressions of the game. It's just certain things that they were talking about.
Absolutely not. That's going to ruin it for me. I definitely don't want anything spoiled.
They felt like they were very underwhelmed with content, because that first year they talked about it, and then the second year they didn't really release anything new about it. They just, we're still making this game kind of thing.
Was he in any other video games? Keanu?
Yeah, he was in Path of Neo.
Oh, yeah. But, besides that one. I completely forgot about that. It's time for our ASMR segment of whispering really quietly. Do you like the way that sounds? Whisper. ASMR freaks me out.
I don't like it.
You like it?
I don't like it. I don't know why it's a huge thing.
Like, what the hell is this shit? Like, why would you tap on your mic like that? Don't scratch.
Oh, you're talking about ASMR. I gotcha. Like, what the fuck? I just thought you randomly touched your goddamn mic, and you're like, what is that? I don't know. And then you're telling me you did it? I'm like, what the fuck? What are we talking about here? The fuck? Kevin Hart is the highest earning stand-up comedian in 2019.
Yurt. He sure is.
Funny guy.
You think he's overrated?
Kevin Hart?
Yeah.
No.
I don't either. I think that's one guy that, like, blew up that, like, deserved it.
I think his stand-up is, like, because he gets on there and tells stories and he just... of embarrassing situations that he's been in. And it's funny. And shit, yeah. The voices he kind of does with it, it's funny. But movies. I don't like him in movies.
I don't mind him. I've only seen a couple, but... Ride Along 1 and 2, and then...
What was that one he
Get
did
Hard.
No, yeah, okay.
You got a knife sticking out your forehead!
He's in Jumanji.
Yeah.
The newer one.
Never watched it.
That movie he did with The Rock. Rock was just fat in high school.
Oh, yeah. Fucking.
That one.
That was a.
Oh, what's that called?
Central Intelligence.
That one.
Yeah.
It was okay. Like, the movie was. It was funny. But man, did they not know how to fucking end it. It just kept dragging ass until it got to an awkward point. Just like, Daddy's Home 2.
That's a funny movie. Well, the first one.
The second one did not well.
Really?
Yeah, John Cena did some weird shit at the end.
Cena, he's in that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, remember the first one, he ends up being the stepdad to Mark Wahlberg's character daughter.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
John Cena is not a very good comedic actor.
I liked him in Cock Blockers. Blockers, what do you want? I thought he was a good overprotective dad in that.
Never seen it. He was in an action flick I saw a couple years back. It was okay. Something like
there was a couple that I wanted to see in, and
holy fucking shit! Look who decided to show up. Sorry, I was pooping and then I'm playing, beating my dick and like wow.
Ended up everywhere.
Go ahead. Give us your excuse.
I'm sorry. Your mom Snapchatted me, and I'm showing my dick.
Mom, if you're ever listening to this, that's why would you do
make
that?
Make sure you tell them the app. Tell them the truth.
Fuck you, dude. My mom's a saint.
He was all right in Bumblebee.
Never seen it.
Mark Wahlberg?
That was the good Transformer movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, that one was good.
I miss Shia LaBeouf, though.
The first one of that was alright, too.
So it kind of turned me off about Bumblebees not having Shia LaBeouf. I think, honestly, I think Shia LaBeouf's a great actor, and I don't know why everybody has beef with him.
That's only because he went nuts.
Yeah, but he's... People have to understand, like, the stress of fucking Hollywood, man, that fucks people up.
It's not
like, not everybody
it wasn't
takes
the stress of
ways.
Hollywood that fucked him up.
What was it?
He met a CIA agent, or like an intelligence agent, and she basically just showed off in front of him how she pulled up like conversations that he thought were super private, but she had them written down in a fucking Word document of shit he said at this certain date, this certain time. She fucked him up.
What?
Because that. Yeah.
That's why he went fucking nuts?
Yes.
Holy shit, I didn't know anything about that. I thought it was just from him, like, being under fucking stress of, like, movies and shit.
Nope.
Yo, that's fucking wild, dude. CIA, if you're watching this, fuck you. That's fucked up, dude. Why would you do that? I saw a recent interview, though, with Shia, and he seems to be doing good now. He's doing this whole volunteer thing out in California. for like a youth group. So I think he's on the track now to being of sound mind and sound body. So kudos to him. Proud of you.
I mean, I'm not afraid to say it. Shia LaBeouf's like one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, I really like him. There's a movie called
Disturbia, man. I liked him.
Yeah. That's literally my
fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. Of all time, really?
Yes, it is. It's a good selection. I could watch that movie over and over.
Now, I don't know if you guys have heard of the movie that he was in called Charlie Countryman.
Nope.
Very good movie. Highly suggested. Do you want to talk about how good Keanu is?
Keanu is overrated.
Yeah, you've only seen two movies, so you don't get to voice an opinion on it. Anyway, we're not going to get into this conversation.
Until you guys force me to watch The Matrix and these John Wick movies.
Why do we have to force you, though? Why can't you just voluntarily watch The Matrix?
I'm not going to watch them my own time.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
So you're not going to give something like a fighting chance before you fucking take a shit on it? Fuck you, man.
Is The Matrix on Netflix?
No, it's not on fucking Netflix.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah, I just liked it the other day.
On Hulu? Or Netflix?
The first one? No effing way. How did I not see that? You know, a really good movie, Ian, with Keanu is 47 Ronin.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. A lot of people didn't, but I did.
I loved it. I just watched it for the first time, like, a month ago. The Book of Eli? You guys seen that?
It has nothing to do with the Keanu Reeves.
No, it doesn't. I saw it on Netflix just now. And
what, for the first time?
No. Oh, I've seen it a few years back when it first came out in theaters.
That is like a fucking... I'd say that movie's like the only one before that movie was Mad Max that like really like captured post-apocalyptic movies. Wasteland. Because you could talk about fucking Escape New York, Escape Los Angeles, and those are okay movies. But Mad Max 2 and Book of Eli, Mad Max Fury, top three post-apocalyptic movies.
Oh yeah, for sure. I will say though, did not catch on that he was blind until after I left the theater.
Really? The braille?
I don't
at the end.
Yeah.
Just didn't see my aunt thinks he's not really, like she's watched it like multiple times. She fucking loves that movie. She is not convinced that he's totally blind.
Thinks he's like half.
Yeah, like he, you know, kind of like a Daredevil effect, fully blind, but extreme light blinds him, so he just wears glasses, and he just has heightened, you know, he has heightened a bit, you know, senses because he's half blind.
Yeah,
and he learned to read braille and whatnot, but I think he's completely blind.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think that they don't show any like backstory to like him having like any sort of vision. You know what I mean? Like they don't. I feel like if he was like half blind, they would touch on it at least a little bit. I heard of a fucking sex act. What the hell was it called? Oil rigging.
Are we gonna turn this?
That's what it was called. Listen.
We got to turn this podcast up and get lit.
Yeah. Before we get into that, I want to go through oil rigging.
Well, if this is something we could look up on, it's part of the conversation. If we could look it up on Wikipedia, or not Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah. Well, let's start it off right there. We'll start off with modern slang, because I know that's your favorite thing, Ian.
This isn't modern slang. Oil rigging.
Oil rigging. That is explained as...
What the hell is oil rigging? Oh, you're about to explain it. Sorry.
Yeah. So, you know how, like, when you're laying flat on your back and you can, like, put your legs up in the air and, like, put your hands under your back and get more leverage and, like, push your butt up in the air more. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So the woman does that and, like, kind of bends over, like, you know, she's in that position. And the guy is, like, on top of her, sort of, and just squats and dips his penis in the girl's ass. And, like, goes in and out, like, fucking... You know what I'm saying? Like oil, like an oil rig.
So she's standing up with her...
No, she's laying down.
She's laying down with her legs up in the air.
Yeah, and like her butt up in the air, like I'm saying.
She's like a human L at this point, or a J.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, and he's just dipping his meat in some oil.
In her butt. Yeah, in her oil rig,
if you will. Oil rigging. I feel like this is a Texas term, and that's it.
I forget where I heard this. I can't remember where I heard it, but yeah, I oil rigging. You ever heard of a European cough drop?
No.
Oh man, that's a good one. So a European cough drop is when a girl's laying on a bed, tied to the posts, and there is a man attached to a pulley system. Okay, and then there's another man.
Right, I mean, at what point? Why the fuck do we even name things? Bring pulleys, fucking a horse, like separate. Like, why is this named something? Who is trying this hard at sex? What the hell?
I feel like the name alone is like an art form. But anyway, back to the European cough drop.
You broke
art form.
Okay, so I didn't hear the form part.
Oh.
You're fucking up on the mic, man.
So, I just looked up this one on Urban Dictionary. The cheesy Alabama Hot Pocket.
Ooh.
This sounds terrible.
Hell yeah. Give it to
me. I want to throw up. It's when you shit inside of a girl's vagina when she has a yeast infection and
Jesus
literally
Christ.
Fuck the shit out of her.
Oh, God.
Disgusting.
I feel like there's another name for like the like if she was on a period instead of yeast infection. What the hell
That's
is this called?
Fucking nuts, dude.
What the hell was that called?
An Alabama Hot Pocket
cheesy,
or something like that?
Cheesy Alabama Hot Pocket.
Cheesy Alabama
what
Hot Pocket.
Fudge.
I've heard of an Alabama Hot Pocket where you shit in a fold-up couch and someone pulls it out and they're just presented with a fucking fat pile of poo. Can you imagine, like, pulling a fucking
terrible.
Couch bed out? I didn't even get to explain the fucking European cough drop yet.
No, you're right.
All right, back to that. So, like I said, the girl's being tied to posts of a bed. She's laying down on her back. Guy's attached to a pulley system. Another man's working a pulley system, pulling him up and down and whatnot. So the guy attached to the pulley system has his balls dipped in... like hot sauce and hot spices and whatnot, and his balls are placed over the woman's mouth, like lined with the woman's mouth, and the guy working the pulley system is yanking this guy up and down, all the while this man's balls are hitting this woman's mouth and causing her to cough because of all the heat from the spice and the hot sauce, hence European cough drop. Don't know why it's European, but I get the cough part.
People get off to this shit? Like,
I don't know.
I don't think these are real.
No, I swear. You can look it up.
No, it might be, the term might be, you know, actually real. I don't think anyone's ever fucking done it.
That one was like a little out there, like, that's too much work.
I would have done the last thing that Tyler said either.
Yeah, I can't say I'd partake in that one.
I might. You never know.
What about the Alaskan pipeline?
No.
You heard about that one?
Yeah, we've already been over this one like 45 million times.
Ian, you know that one too?
No, can't say it.
See? He needs to know.
Cheesy that's Alabama Hot Pocket is fucking trending on this goddamn website.
Yeah, that's how I find it.
Jesus Christ. Please tell us about this Alaskan pipeline.
The Alaskan pipeline is where you shit in a condom, freeze it, and fuck a girl with it like a dildo. Alaskan pipeline.
I just feel like getting a cucumber would be easier.
Yeah, but that's not the pipeline. The pipeline is like an Alaska pipeline. You think of like a cold fucking shit tube. You know what I mean? I don't know. Right. The classic pink sock?
All right, we're done.
Yes, I know what a pink sock
is. Done
is.
We're done with sex acts.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to clean this podcast up. Jesus.
Welcome to Super Dope, where we talk about sex acts.
Our parents are going to listen to this.
Can't get probably away from porn. That's what Super Dope's about.
Yeah, I don't know why we're talking so much about porn.
Anyway.
You're talking about dick.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh.
What are some words that you don't understand?
That I don't understand.
Yeah, what are you...
More like a spur of the moment with this stuff. Like, yeet, I understand at this point. But I feel like people are using yeet in 2019, like it was just invented. Like that right there.
That's like when you throw something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's been around for a bit.
Yeah. That's. I think that's more like a Twitch term. I don't think it's necessarily like a modern slang thing. That all started on Twitch.
I'm not saying anything about that. They shouldn't be acting like it's a new thing, but it's getting used a lot.
I'll give you that.
I still can't get over ASF opposed to AF. Like,
yeah.
Why are you spelling as all the way out and not spelling fuck? But you put AF. AF makes sense to me. All right, a little acronym. As fuck. Got it. But ASF, I feel like the S is supposed to stand for something now.
Exactly. I don't.
Why are we digressing back to T9 word when everyone has a full nice little keyboard on their phones nowadays?
Hey, shout out fucking T9 word though.
That was the stuff back in the day.
Used to be a fucking champ on T9 word.
Although I'm complaining about that, but LOL is like the most used text slang.
Yeah, that's true. What about WYD? You know what that one is?
Say it one more time.
WYD.
What you doing?
Yep.
Okay, alright. Give me another one. Clay said one. Clayton Skidmore said one the other day in our Madden group chat, and I had no idea what the hell it was. It's too far back. It had a G in it. It's too far back for me to find out where the hell it was. Even find it. It had like a G, an H, T, and it wasn't get. It wasn't like get the fuck out of here. I know that one.
GLHF?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that?
So that stands for good luck, have fun.
Oh my fucking god, just say it. Good luck, have fun. GG's easy.
Yeah.
Good game. Get good. Whatever you want to use it for. But you're going to put four words into an acronym and, you know, people don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah. Our future generations are just fucked, I think.
MCID. Guess what that stands for.
What the fuck? I don't know.
My crew is dope.
My crew is dope.
Where the fuck is that from?
I don't know. It's 22 trending on Urban Dictionary. You get on any website and check it out your damn self.
What the my crew is dope. Who needs to say that?
Yeah, right?
Nobody.
Oh, the Dirty Sanchez is 23. I wonder if that one's been 23 its like entire existence.
Somebody tried to dirty Sanchez me back in high school. I'm not going to name any names, but it was a man, and he got my cheek, and I was very upset.
His name was Tyler.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't you. I'd break your fucking twig neck, bitch. I wouldn't do that to you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
As for, like, other things that annoy me, I can't think of it. Thought you guys would bring some up to me. This means?
I mean, do you like when we say lit?
Gotten used to it. I'm not... I like it when it's used in an action or fashion. Jesus.
Yeah, like, let's get lit.
Yeah.
I just like saying lit.
That's pretty lit, you know.
Yo, that's lit. Yo, these guys are lit.
That's two different meanings there.
What about the one for that yes, I no. use all the time?
Yeah. What is that?
I bodied this kid.
I bodied this kid?
I listened to a podcast and they use that.
You know what? I'm starting to think that you know what all this shit is. You're not a secret grandpa at all.
Me?
Yeah. You know what all this shit is.
No,
you started
it. I swear to God that day that I didn't start anything. Corey said, we're playing Fortnite, I think. It had to be Fortnite. And we're just, you know, trudging along, looting stuff. I think we just killed a squad. And Steve comes out and says, yo, these boys are sweaty. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, that could probably be taken out of context.
Like, what?
We got some sweaties over here.
Why'd you say it with a fucking New York accent, by the way?
Me? I did?
Yeah, yeah. These boys are sweaty.
That's a New York accent to you?
I don't know. I've never been to New York. that's what my head thinks of a New York accent. Hey, all these boys are sweaty over here.
I've been to Buffalo and they didn't have an accent.
Yeah, but is Buffalo really in New York? I feel like that's just like the ass.
Where else would it be if it's?
I mean, I know it's in New York, obviously, but I feel like that's like the fucking the Wisconsin of New York. You know?
No.
I don't either. I don't know where I was going with that. Yo, we got some fucking sweaty boys over here. That sound like New York?
I don't know.
Hey, I'm walking here.
That sounds like, I don't know.
No, I tried.
I thought it was more Brooklyn. I don't
hey,
know.
Hey, I'm walking here. I got my pizza.
You kind of sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger at the beginning of that.
Fuck you.
I don't think you sound like Arnold.
Fuck you. Get to the chopper.
I mean, I can do my British /
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My
show
God.
Us that.
Yeah. Yep.
For those that are listening,
display that for us.
They're literally the same.
Not for those that are listening, Tyler seems to believe that a British accent and an Australian accent sound the exact same.
They do.
So you know what? Why don't you display those for us?
Listen.
Give us your British accent first.
Listen. Me and Steve went over this. He went to show me a video about this.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, literally, he this is how it goes. The girl starts talking or whatever, and he goes, yeah, see, she's from Australia. And then she goes, yeah, but here in Britain, we talk like this. And I'm like, I looked right at him like, yeah, see, you couldn't even tell the difference, Steve. They sound exactly alike.
Take us through your impersonation of a British accent.
All right, ready? Here's my British accent.
Okay.
Hello, governor. Now here's my Australian accent. Hello, mate.
Nobody says just, hello, governor.
You're saying it in a hello, British governor. Accent. You're just hello, changing mate. Your fucking words.
It's the same.
No, it's not.
You want to go get some shrimp on the barbie? You want some fish and chips?
Oh my fucking god.
See? They're exactly the same.
No, no, it's not. Not even close. And he just offended fucking two countries simultaneously.
Good.
My god. If we ever have fucking Australian or British listeners, you've just wiped out any chance of them sticking around. Are you guys good at any impersonations?
Nope.
No?
Ian? I used to do Smeagol very well. I don't feel like doing it on the podcast.
Why?
I don't know why I'm admitting to it.
Just do it.
I feel like I'm pretty good, like, picking up, like, people's mannerisms and accents and, like, movies, too, if I've seen it enough. I can't think of one off the top of my head that's better than Smeagol right now. But I don't want to do Smeagol.
Don't do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Hit us with your Smeagol. The people want to hear it.
I'll hit you with my Smeagol.
Okay. Again. Why does everything go back to sex with you? That fucking laugh. Hit us with your Smeagol.
I was just thinking of something else.
Oh god. Give it to us.
You know the song by Nelly, "Drop down and get your eagle on."
Drop down and get your Smeagol on.
Oh my god.
Drop down and get your Smeagol on. That's a good one.
Okay.
All right, Ian, give it to us.
Looking for a good quote.
Stop pressuring him.
I haven't seen Lord of the Rings in a bit, man. After the disappointment of Game of Thrones, I really wanted to watch Lord of the Rings again.
Never seen a Lord of the Rings.
You're missing out on some high tier
fans. Go die. Just go die. Get off the podcast.
Never seen Star Wars.
You're bad. That one I don't care about.
I don't know, I just never... I've never had, like, access to Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
I think that's probably why I haven't watched it. Like, I have nothing against it. I'll watch it if I have the time to sit down for 6 hours and watch it.
No, dude, you gotta watch the extended cuts now. It's the only way to watch them. Each movie of Lord of the Rings is 4 hours long.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Extended cut. The extended cuts are just so much better. So much more story.
But 4 hours? I have to sit there for 4 hours and watch a movie.
You don't have to. There's a break in between.
How many movies are there?
Six. Lord of the Rings movies, there are...
There's only three. And then they got the spin-off.
Well, so why there's six?
The Hobbit was turned into three movies, even though there's only one book.
I forgot about that. So each of those, even the Hobbit movies are 4 hours
long? No, not nearly as long.
Okay, so even still the fucking, the Lord of the Rings movies, that's 12 hours. That's half a fucking day I gotta spend watching a movie. Movies.
Yeah, friends and I would commit, like, weekends just to watch that.
Well, yeah, I guess I've had Harry Potter marathons.
I was going to say, I've done that with Harry Potter.
By the way, I love Harry Potter. Huge Harry Potter fan. See, I'm... Huge Potterhead.
I was a fan when I was reading the books, and then when they got to Goblet of Fire, I was not as interested anymore. I don't know
why. Have you seen all of them, though?
Yeah, I've seen all of them. But after Goblet of Fire, I'm very forgetful of, like, how things happen.
So, yeah, I'll say the books are a lot better than the movies.
I've been told that, like, to actually sit, you know, and listen to all the books at work, and I'm getting around to it. It's in my library to listen to. Yeah.
They're really, really good.
Why would I... See, now you haven't even seen the movie, so why would I even... A Smeagol question.
Because I know what Smeagol sounds like.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Yes, I do.
Like, I could do a
quote. Yeah, it fucking sounds like... Oh. That was my horrible. Precious! My precious! Now, put me to shame. Do it. The people want to hear it.
I'm still...
I'll do a...
Quote. damn it.
I'll do my impersonation after you go.
I mean, it's like I could, like, I don't even have to. You just ask me like a simple question and I'll answer it. Schmeagle.
Okay. All right. Well, let me interview you. You be Schmeagle and I'll be the interviewer. So, Schmeagle, what's it like living at home with an abusive wife?
Nasty wife. Hates me every day. I'll do chores. Nasty. I fucking hate her. Hates her! She takes this precious food.
I feel like I'm there, dude. Wow. That was really good, actually.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, I'm being serious. That was really fucking good. I enjoyed that.
Always wanted to meet Andy Serkis. Am I saying his name? Voices him. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Serkis?
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that does all his motion capture and voices him. He's only most recently gotten into, like, directing shit now. Huh. Dude's a phenomenal actor.
What else does he play in?
He did all the motion captures in the Peter Jackson King Kong movie. He played Ulysses Claw in some Avengers movies, Black Panther.
Okay, okay.
Snoke in The Last Jedi, Star Wars.
Never seen it.
I'm trying to think of other stuff he's done. Honestly, I can't think of off the top of my head.
What movies are you guys excited for that come out either this year or next year?
You know what I'm upset about?
What's up?
I'm upset that...
Upset about?
Oh. It too.
I said excited, but not upset. But
no, but I'm upset. This is good.
Listen.
Okay.
I'm upset that It too comes out like the week after I leave from Ohio.
Oh, we can't see it together.
Exactly.
Shit.
There is a website called like Rabbit or something like that where we can watch shit together. I don't know how to work it. I haven't looked into it.
But while it's in theaters?
That I don't know. I doubt that.
Well,
but
it would work
if we all agree not to see it. Until it comes
could
out.
Work out if somebody would fly to Vegas and we could all just watch it in Vegas.
Here's the thing. I don't fucking fly.
You could walk. All right?
I am too fat for that.
Might lose a little weight then.
Ride your bike.
By walking.
I am too fat to ride my bike. I'm too fucking lazy to walk to the goddamn fridge half the time.
I feel that a lot in the same way.
Honestly, if there was like a serial killer in my house and he was walking slowly towards me, I don't think I'd run.
Besides It that I'm excited for, yeah, I tell you, I'm really excited for whenever the next season of The Boys comes out because I really appreciate it.
You said it's on Amazon Prime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prime Video?
Yep, Prime Video. Tell you, I'm not excited for Joker.
You're not?
No. Everything I've seen previews wise, I'm just not excited.
If they labeled it
anything else, it would be, I think it would be a great movie. But if you'd label it Joker, I think a lot of expectation is there and it could burn. I'm going in with low expectations. I don't know if I'll even see it in theaters.
I don't disagree with that. I think there is a lot of hype around it. There's always going to be a lot of hype around it because of Heath Ledger.
No. Always. At this point, so removed from Heath Ledger that...
I don't think so. And this... I disagree with that.
Yeah, you're right. Because I stuck by Jack Nicholson's Joker forever. I still do.
And so many people are like, oh my god, Heath Ledger is the best Joker that's ever been. That'll never change. Like people are always going to be like
that. I won't say that.
Well, I'm not saying it's necessarily true or anything. But I'm saying people are always going to stand by that. That's always going to be a thing. Because that's just... I mean, he did an incredible job with it. But he just he made it something that it never was before. And I feel like a lot of people are expecting that out of the new one. But with this type of shit, I don't think you can go into it with much expectation anyway.
I think it's definitely going to be harder to watch a Joker movie without Batman than to watch Venom movie without Spider-Man.
I think DC develops its characters a little bit better than Marvel does. Because there's not as many like superstars, if you will, in the DC universe, I think that allows them
What do you mean?
Okay, so Marvel, you've got Iron Man, you've got Captain America, the Hulk, fucking all the Avengers, and then some.
Mm-hmm.
DC, who do you think of? Batman, Superman, Justice League.
Yeah, the Justice League.
Exactly. I'm not saying that there aren't as many characters as Marvel. I'm saying that there aren't as many well-known characters as Marvel. And I think that they capitalize on that, and they're able to develop the more well-known characters a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's fair. I mean...
And as far as, like, having a movie about Joker without Batman in it, I don't think it'll do bad. I just think they have to go about it the right way. Writing.
Well, no, I'm not saying they have to have Batman in it.
Right. Oh, I thought that's what she said earlier.
I'm saying the other... Well, yeah. Well, I was trying to get at, like... I don't believe it'll completely not have Batman. Like Venom did. Venom doesn't have Spider-Man at all.
Oh, it didn't.
Okay. Zero Spider-Man throughout the whole movie. Zero. But the Joker, I think, like, why would you even make a universe just about Joker? But then
it's supposed to be an origins thing.
Well, yeah, in whatever time frame, right?
Yeah.
So what is it?
How 70s, it came to be, 80s, or whatever.
Whatever.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think DC needs to go. If this is going to be good, then they need to just can everything else and be like, all right, we're just going to do one-offs. We're not going to try and do what Marvel did. I think their best work is one-offs. Like one movie about this person. And stick to it. That's it. Because I think their best movie DC's done was The Watchmen. I absolutely love The Watchmen. Extended version.
See, this is where I can't put my input in because I haven't seen that.
Oh, you're missing a good DC film.
I need to see a lot of movies. I need to take a day and just watch movies.
My God. I haven't seen The Watchmen.
I haven't. And I apologize for that. I know it should.
Should, because they're starting to do the HBO show that's coming out is takes place, you know, modern day, whereas Watchmen took place back in the 80s.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out for sure.
I would. If you enjoy Zack Snyder's work, I definitely would. Oh, like, yeah. You love 300?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
Did Zack Snyder film or direct Batman vs. Superman?
Yes.
I wasn't a huge fan of that movie.
He also did most of the Justice League movie, but then Warner Brothers canned him and Joss Whedon.
Yeah, I read something about that. Him being fucking fired or let go like halfway through or something like that.
He had troubles with his wife and he was in a bad place. Like, even hiring him to begin with for the movie was a bad choice on Warner Brothers' part if the dude wasn't mentally stable to do it. But at the same time, like, they didn't let him finish his job.
That's
And then they put out a crap product. And they're, you know, and they're probably sitting there wondering, like, why do people hate it? because
yeah, the Justice League could have been a lot better than it was.
Goodness.
And my thing is, like, I get a lot of hate for this anyway, but the whole Batman vs. Superman thing is just strictly because I just don't like Ben Affleck as Batman. I don't know. People give me shit for it all the time. Like, he's not that bad. I just don't like Ben Affleck. I don't think he's a great actor. There are certain movies that he does okay in. The Town? There's certain movies that Ben is in, like The Town. I like The Town a lot. I think he did great in that. But his fucking, like, stocky Batman, there's something about it I hate.
But you
I
never
don't like how big he is in the movie.
You never read The Dark Knight Returns?
No.
Then.
And I know that's where it came from. But.
You're missing out.
I don't know.
I mean, they have animated movies. You should just watch those.
I have. Those are but that's totally amazing. Different. To me, like, that's not.
That those really aren't that far.
Those don't transfer to me. I don't know. I've got a weird thing about animation
DC does their best stuff in their animation. Until the most recent one. Now I'm kind of falling off the rails with that now.
Which one was that?
Batman Hush.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
I did not enjoy the ending.
I still, you know, I'm going to watch that tonight sometime.
Other movies I'm excited for. And didn't even realize were coming out this year. I thought this was, like, next summer kind of thing. Zombieland Double Tap comes out in October 18th. I knew it was coming out, just didn't know it was coming out this year. So I'm excited for that.
That's the sequel to Zombieland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same actors. Actresses.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Zombieland was good.
I'm excited for the next Star Wars because J.J. Abrams is coming back to direct and hopefully fixes everything the last director screwed up, but you guys don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
What else? What else am I seeing here?
Who the fuck is the new director for the Batman movies?
Yeah, hard to say, because I feel like it keeps
changing. I thought they signed somebody.
Matt Reeves. DC has a very low expectations for me right now. They are sitting very low whenever they put something out. And I'm against the grain on this one. I didn't like Shazam. I like Shazam. I didn't think it was as good as people were saying it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Aquaman far more than Shazam. This website says Matt Reeves, director of the Batman. But then it's got Bill Finger, Bob Kane as writers. If they're the writers, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, well, look what they've done. They're fucking...
Well, they created him.
Yeah. And, at first I was like... I was against the whole Robert Pattinson thing, being Batman. I'm warming up to it. Like, I only saw him as the fucking Twilight guy. But I'm warming up to it. I'm warming up to the whole giving him a chance thing. And I will. I gave Ben Affleck a chance, and I still hate him. But...
I enjoyed
that. I don't want to backtrack on that anymore. Yeah, I'll for sure give him a chance. I think he could do good with it.
I already, associate his Batman, and he hasn't even been in the suit yet. They haven't even...
Beyond?
They haven't... No, not Beyond.
No? Okay.
I associate with... I mean, do you remember the Batman? Batman the Animated Series? With that, like, Hobo Joker... And, like, that series, I feel like that is Robert Pattinson, Batman.
I can see that.
But I can, like, now that you're bringing it up, I can also see him as Terry McGinnis.
I just, you know, yeah, if I kind
of
just...
Mostly because of his hair.
In this not picture
that I'm looking at.
I know exactly which picture you're looking at, too. But the reason I was thinking about it is just, like, the youthfulness... Because Batman Beyond was just fucking, you know, he was just, you know, super young, super spunky.
Yeah.
And
he had,
I feel like
he had, like,
played that pretty well.
Spider-Man-esque quips about
himself. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to show off how young he was.
Yeah. It's like if Spider-Man met Deadpool.
Well, I mean.
But not as violent as. Anyway. that only makes sense in my head.
I still think I remember seeing an article. He actually couldn't do Batman because of scheduling conflicts, but now I'm not seeing that article anymore.
Oh,
might have been fake. Yeah.
It's a hard cast, man. It's a hard cast. If you ask any of the New Age, like, New Age generation about who the best Batman is, you're going to say Christian Bale. I disagree with that. Batman, in my eyes. Michael Keaton, dude. I love Michael Keaton's Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's been the best Batman. I didn't think he played a good Bruce Wayne.
But you hardly see him as Bruce Wayne anyway.
Exactly.
I mean, it's when you're thinking of Batman, it's not about Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Now, Ben Affleck, I will say, did play a really good Bruce Wayne. But, like you said, when you think of Batman, it's not Bruce Wayne. You think of Batman. Didn't do it for me. I don't know why. I don't like his fat body.
He wasn't fat. Like, they literally showed videos of him working out in a basement. He's ripped.
He looks fat. He looks fat in a suit. God. He looks like he went on a fucking...
He looks like a human that can somehow stand up to a Superman that's literally impossible to stand up to without kryptonite.
Listen, Superman's a fucking pussy. Okay? Let's just throw that out there. All you Superman fans out there, get fucked.
If you're listening to the podcast and you'd like us to talk about more superheroes or movies, then send us suggestions. How would they send us suggestions, Corey?
They could send suggestions by either submitting voice messages on Anchor, or feel free to send DMs to me on Twitter or Instagram. I think that'll wrap up episode 2. It's been quite the night.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Ian, where can they find you on social media?
I'd rather not discuss my social media. If you know me, you know how to get on Facebook. I also have a Twitch account, ArchAngel1113. With numbers at the end, not words spelled out. I don't have an Instagram, don't have Twitter. Don't have a YouTube. But if you know my name, I'm always on Facebook sharing dope memes.
Fair enough. Tyler, where can I find you on social media?
You know, I just changed everything, so, you know, make it all the same. So we got Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch is all at Spared Teeth with one R.
Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, at Beefy Cat. Thank you for listening. Super dope out.